Lecture topic, intention for love.
Bismillah. Acquiring the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, the love of Allah Ta'ala, is a primary objective. This is the key to everything else falling in place and everything else progressing. Many times there are things which all the ingredients are in place, but sometimes one ingredient is missing, as a result of which that flavor of what is required doesn't come. It remains sometimes tasteless also. Whereas everything else is in place, only one thing is missing. Add that one ingredient and it brings a flavor into everything, and it brings out the taste into all the other things that have been already put in place. So the same thing applies here, that the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, when it is missing, so though everything else sometimes is in place, a person is performing his salah, he is making tilawat of the Quran Sharif, he is staying away from even the things that he should stay away from, but there is still something lacking, where that muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala is still missing, as a result of which things are just continuing in a routine, just going along, and the slightest obstacle comes and it gets derailed also. When the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala is there, then it changes everything. How will this be acquired? So obviously there's many, many things that have to be taken care of. But one very simple aspect which we generally neglect completely, and that is making the conscious intention that whatever amal we do is for the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. Now we had the chance, and inshallah we are regularly taking care of making our dhikr. So now the time after Fajr is allocated for that. So we did, inshallah, make zikr now. But did we also make the conscious intention that this is for the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala? Tilawat of the Quran Sharif, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala's tawfiq, daily we make tilawat of the Quran Sharif. But is the niyat just door? Or the niyat is also that I need to acquire the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, this is for that purpose. Person is going to class, so now, in going to class, is his niyat just, well, today I have to now learn some surf and nahu and whatever other subjects. But is the niyat that this is ilm, is ilm of deen, and I'm acquiring it for the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. Now there are opportunities at every step to be making this conscious niyat that this is for the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. I want to acquire Allah's muhabbat, I want to acquire Allah's love. And this action, this amal, is to acquire this muhabbat. Now this niyat will change the whole situation, that what was just being done, just routinely, just done for the sake of getting it done, but now with this intention consciously being made, it will change all that. And when this becomes a constant thing, that we are constantly making this intention, this will start changing the situation within us. So it's a very simple thing, such a simple aspect of this niyat, but this niyat has all this effect in it. And that conscious niyat is made, it will change the quality of that amal, it will change the purpose of it, and it will bring that muhabbat, inshallah. So this is something to pay attention to, that in all our actions, we consciously make the niyat. The person is refraining from something that he was tempted towards, which is wrong. So alhamdulillah, he refrained from it. But that conscious niyat at that time, that I didn't speak this, what I was tempted to say, which was wrong, didn't indulge in this ghibat, didn't misuse my gaze for the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. This conscious niyat will change everything. Allah Ta'ala give us that.